Sunday the 18th of October, Rosh Chodesh Ma'al Cheshvan, Rabbi Shlomo Feshwater, Kibbut Av in relation to Ben Noach.
I would like to dedicate today's Shia Eli Nishmas Yosef Ben Avruam, who was a Tviistic member of Start the Torah, Start Your Day the Torah Way. And in fact, he once told me, he said, I'm addicted to it. He says, it's an addiction. No, in these days, we see Nebuchadnezzar's terrible addictions. How wonderful and beautiful it is if one is addicted to Torah. That's an addiction that's to be permitted, to be encouraged, and to be respected. So that should help him.
Mr. Moss.
And he should be a male tzioisha for the whole chabura and for the whole klal yisrael. Before we start off on the topic that we're going to speak about, I just wanted to mention an interesting thought. The yontif of Sikkis and Chistoira continues till after Shabbos Bereishis. Shabbos Bereishis is part of the Simcha of Simcha's Torah. It's a continuation. Usually the Chusim Bereishis gives a Kiddush, Parshas Bereishis, and it's generally a couple that the Yontif goes on. So, the Simcha Zim Mahi Oysa, what is the Simcha of Shabbos Bereishis? But we find the Gemara says, "Ahitana kadav pusach shmatsa." When he started to learn, "Hava omar milsa de bedichasa," he started his dvar Torah with a milsa de bedichasa, with something light, something that made the listeners happy. The pesaf have yosef be'emasa, and then he sat be'ema in fear. He started off with a humorous mama, and then in the psaf he would sit be'ema with fear. Shlomo Klieger explains this very beautifully in Sefer Yiriya Shlomo on Siddur, and he says that a person, any mitzvah that a person does, he really doesn't do it on his own. It's not because he needs help from Shemayim, Siyata de Shemaya, Ilamuli HaKudosh Baruch Hu Va'ozroi, if the Eibishter wouldn't help him, La Yuchala, he wouldn't be able to achieve. So he has a Siyata de Shemaya that the Rabbi Nishtonim helps him to do the mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah, or if it's Torah, whatever it is. The Rabbi Nishtonim is helping him to do it. But the Rabbi Nishtonim doesn't do that unless the person has a tshuka, he really wants to do the mitzvah, he does whatever he can. Nobody can rely that he'll do nothing and the Rabbani Shleilom will help him to learn Kol HaTorah Kula and do all Taryag mitzvahs. It doesn't work that way. So what does the person contribute? The person contributes that he has a tshuka, has a roots, and he wants to do it. And if you want to do it, the Rabbani Shleilom will help you to do it. So when he starts to learn, why am I sitting here? Why am I starting to learn? I want to learn. That's my contribution. So when I'm doing my contribution, I'm happy, because that's mine. But he says afterwards, it's no longer me. It's Rabbi Shalom who's helping me, who's giving me the koyach to continue and bring this machshava, the shiva, this rotzen, this desire to fruition. So he says, so what am I to be happy about? It's no longer me. He says, on the contrary, when you think that you're being assisted by the Rabbani Shalom, have a Yosef be'emesa. It's an emes Hashem. The Rabbani Shalom is here with me, helping me along. He says, but when you finish, he says, then there's a time for rejoicement again. Because then you're thanking Rabbani Shalom, Rabbani Shalom, you've helped me, I've done it, I've completed it with your help. So then you thank the Rabbani Shalom, the assistance that he gave you in completing the mitzvah. The Shlomo Krieger, that when you make a siyum masechta, the Gemara says, masechta kedushin of the yom tovah l'rabunam, when you finish learning, it's a big simcha. The Rabbi Shlomo has helped you complete it. When you start to learn, it's a gewaltige simcha, because this is your rotzen, this is your tshuka, this is my contribution to the mitzvah. He says, but whilst you learn, have a yosef be'emes. So he says, that's not the time to sit to be besimcha. So he says like this. By Malachim, it's also the same way. So he says, we're saying in Keil Odom, smeichem betzeisom, besosim bevoyam, oisim be'ema, detzoy kainam. So he says, smeichem betzeisom, besosim bevoyam. The two times of happiness is betzeisom and bevoyam. He says, when you come and you start to do the mitzvah, sosin, you're happy. When you finish doing the mitzvah, smeichem betzeisom. But whilst you're doing the mitzvah, is oisim be'ema. Why? Because they understand that this is the tzayin kainam, that the Rabbi Shleinam is helping them to do the mitzvah. Memeloi bazoi kem nech v'shtayim, simchus toiru, we make the simcha of smeichem betzeisom. Shabbos bereishis, that's the simcha of susim v'voyom. We're starting the Torah, we're starting to learn, we're starting the new cycle. That's our roots, and that we want to redo the whole Torah. There, simcha is applicable. I wanted to talk about an interesting topic, which is bemis, very much on this week's Sedra, on Pashas Noach. The Chaim HaKudish asked Kasha. Chaim HaKudish says, and this, the Chaim HaKudish is the last on Chaim HaKudish and Pashas Noach in this week's Sedra. The Chaim HaKudish, that we find that Terach moved to Churon. And the Chaim HaKudish says the reason he did that was because he saw that Avraham Avinu didn't have children. And he felt that the Shinim Mokka, maybe they'll change and they'll move to a different place. Maybe there Avraham Avinu will have a child. What happened? Avraham Avinu comes with his father to Churon. He leaves him. And Lech Lechu, next week, he goes to Atzu Kanaan. Freid Achaim HaKudish. Terach was no youngster. He was an old man. There's mezukta on Alta Terach. There's something to it. He was an old man. And this Avraham Avinu leaves him to go to Eretz Yisroel. And Terach only came there in order to help Avraham Avinu. So he says, so how do you do that? Vititmudus versus with the mitzvah of kibbedav. No, Bemis the Gemara Masechta Kedushin has a suffix whether a person who wants to go to Eretz Yisroel and he has a father chutzla, it's whether the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisroel is doicha the mitzvah of kibbedav. So either the Chaim HaKudish is asking according to the tzad that it isn't, or he means to ask, why don't we learn from this parsha that it's permitted behechach, that there was some other reason which enabled him to do it. And the Chaim HaKudish says a teretz, which Bashkufer is showing the prima facie is not moven. And he says, Chaim HaKudish says that Terach really should have already died by then. And he only was living b'schis Avraham Avinu. So since he was only alive b'schis Avraham Avinu, so therefore Avraham Avinu was able to go to Eretz Yisrael and leave him. But the Chayla is very shrewd. So he was living in Eretz, but he was alive. And there's a mitzvah of kibbedav. So how he's alive, why he's alive, but Lamasa, he should have been mechabed his father. Let's stop for a minute, and that's thought, discussed. Is a ben noyach, because the others, and we'll talk about it in a second, were pashtus b'nei noyach. Is a ben noyach mechiev in the mitzvah of kibbedav? And we have two gemuras that say that a ben noyach doesn't have the mitzvah of kibbedav. One is a very famous gemura in the Masechta Kedushin of Lamed Aleph, where the gemura team brings a story of Dumah ben Nesina, the chachomim were prepared to pay him an enormous amount of money, for a jewel that he had, which they needed to use, and his father was sleeping, and the only way he could get to it was by waking up his father. So he forgoed his right, the possibility of making an enormous profit, in order that he should not wake up his father. So the Gemara says that Ma'adach, the Gemara, Ma'adach ben Noach, who is not mitzvah al kibedav, is not mitzvah, is not obligated in the midst of kibedav. So he had such a mitzvah nefesh. If we mitzvah of kibedav, is achas kama v'kama. How we should respect our fathers. So the Gemara says clearly that Doma Menesina did this voluntarily. It was an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. Alushma Gemara is Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. He wasn't obliged to do it. So we see from that Gemara that a Ben Noach doesn't have the Mitzvah Kibbutah. There's a similar Gemara in Masech Tanuzet of Samach Aleph Omad Aleph, where the Gemara says by Nazirus, it says Alushin Le'ove Ve'le'imoy Lo Yitama. So the Gemara says that Nazirus is only Shaykh for someone who has the mitzvah of Kibbut Av. A Ben Noach doesn't have the mitzvah of Kibbut Av. And Memela, a Ben Noach is doesn't have Nazirus. So the Chai, we have to understand we know that a Ben Noach, that the others, even though they were Eina Mitzvah Vaisa, but the Torah Kedosh tells us, Kimu Kol HaTorah Kilo Ad Shlai Nitna, they were Mekayin the whole Torah. So the Chai, even though Avraham Avinu was Putza from Kibbutah, but nevertheless, on a voluntary basis, he was Mekayin Kol HaTorah Kilo. However, Shainim, the Ramban tells us that was only in Eretz Yisroel, not in Chitzlutz. Now here, he was still in Chitzlutz. So in Meilai Bazoi, if he was still in Chitzlutz, Chayli was put on Kibbel. Now here we come to a very interesting. Because what was he going to do? He was going to go to Eretz Yisroel. He'll come to Eretz Yisroel, but the Yovem Achieb Kibbedav. What's Achieb Kibbedav going to tell him to do? To come back to Chitzlutz. What happens to Chitzlutz? He's put on Kibbedav. So the Svura is, that in those circumstances, even in Eretz Yisroel is going to be putza, because if the mitzvah is taking him out of Eretz Yisroel, so then he's going to be made to become putza, so there's no point in going back and so forth. Yet says Azar. But the Shad is, why, so the Chama Kodesh says, first of all, the Chazal say, the Lech Lechum was not a tzivi. But Lech Lechum means, as I went to Chama Kodesh, that Lech Lechum means, he brings a Zaya. The Lech Lechu means Lech Lechu Kedatach Leleches. If you want, since you want to go, go. That's what the Chaim HaKodesh says. But besides that, you can also say that if there's a tzivui, then let's learn from there. So there could be a Yalfusa from that tzivui. But the Chaim HaKodesh asked the Kasha, and he says, "Tachtech Hazar." In Shulchan Aruch, Shmuel Kepaskin, in the Simreishin Amalav, that a ger has to treat his father, his biological father, he has to treat him usa lekalal oviv. He's not allowed to be makalal him, he's not allowed to hit him, and he's not allowed to be mevaza him. He's not allowed to do anything that would be a bizarion, e-covered, something that would put him to shame. Now, the klal is ger sheniskaya kakutin shenoy ledom. A ger is like a newborn child. So really, his father is no longer his father, because when he was niskaya, when he converted, the relationship broke off. Novostan, look to Shulchan Aruch, that the Gemara tells us that a person mustn't do something that he'll, as a ger, which as a goy he was prohibited to do. So if he will now mistreat his father, so people will say, have a look, when he was before he was a ger, he had to honor his father. Now he's become a ger, he no longer has to do it. So Memela Buni Mikadisha Khamira the Kadisha Kala, the Gairus, instead of adding to his Kedusha, has detracted. Look at this, he can do things now that he couldn't do. So therefore he's not allowed to do it. Now that would sound as if a guy is mechuyev b'kibadav, because if he wasn't mechuyev b'kibadav, so then as a guy he also didn't have a chiyev. So that is a kibayga in Shechanuch asks this question. Kibayga Shechanuch matatzachanes. We're short of time. I won't perhaps at this stage say over the kibayga's teretz. Yad Avraham says no. A ben noach is mechuyev b'kibadav, and he brings a raya. He says, what happened in this week's Seder to Chom ben Noach? Chom ben Noach was punished because he mistreated Noach. So he says, so Mamela, you see from there that a ben Noach is also mitzvah b'kibadav. And then he says, but nonetheless we have two gemurahs that say a ben Noach is not mitzvah b'kibadav. So he says, maybe he's not mitzvah b'kibadav the way we are, but he's mitzvah shloile mazoisoi, shloile hakoisoi, shloile kaloi, which is what it says in Shechanuch. And similarly, Chom ben Noach disgraced his father. He did something improper to his father. So Mamela, that a ben Noach is also mitzvah. So we have to understand, where do we have this mitzvah? Because b'chlal, where do we see in the Torah that a ben Noach is mitzvah? Where do we see this? Shana number one. And Shana number two, if we will find this makar, this source that he's mechuyev b'kibadav, where do we see that his gedurim, his laws of kibadav, are different than the kibadav of a Yisroel? He says, in Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, the Chinuch, Kedarka B'Kodesh, explains the mitzvah of kibbut av. The chinuch always gives a time, a reason for the mitzvah. So the chinuch explains the mitzvah of kibbut av. And the chinuch says that kibbut av is a mitzvah which is based on hakoras atoiv, recognizing and appreciating the good that somebody has done to you. So he says somebody's parents, they brought him on this world. They were the cause of him being on this world. So therefore, as appreciation, he has to honor them. And then take it a step further. Yogi boy, kama yegiyas bekatnisai. His parents, when he was young, worked hard in order that he should be able to develop and grow and be healthy. So therefore, the Torah says that one has to recognize when somebody does something good to you, you have to recognize and you have to reciprocate. And then he goes on and he says that how important Hakoras HaToiv is, that if you make toiv a person, then through that you will come to be make toiv to the Rabbi Nishloim and Chas V'Sholom, some of you who doesn't appreciate what people do to him, he'll end up, Chas V'Sholom, also not appreciating what the Rabbi Nishloim does. So the Chinuch says that the mitzvah of Kibbud Av is miyusad, is built on the din of Hakoras HaToiv. Now, versteht sich, that whenever the Chinuch says a tam in the mitzvah, he's not telling you, and he says this himself, that this is the only reason for the mitzvah. We do mitzvahs because the Rabbeinu Shloim commands us to do the mitzvahs, because the Abishta tells us to do the mitzvahs. But he's telling you that there is this element in the mitzvah which we can understand. So Mamela, Ayid, when he does kibbadav, he's doing it for two reasons. He's doing it because it's a mitzvah of kibbadav. It's a mitzvah benudam lemukim. The Rabbeinu Shloim has commanded us with a mitzvah of kibbadav. And he's doing it for hakoras hatoiv, to reciprocate the Rabbeinu Shloim's good. So there's an element of this which is understood, but there's, as in every mitzvah, an element that we're doing because the Rabbeinu Shloim is mitzvah. Nissim Gwen, in his Akdoma to Mesechta Bruchas, Rabbeinu Nissim Gwen says that Kol HaMitzvahs Shehen Kliyas B'Svura, any mitzvah that's something that you understand yourself, Yebeivnus Adeliba, is Havunas Alev, in the mitzvah we understand it, Hakoyel Mischayevim Ba, Menayoyim HaShiburu Lekim Udam Al Uretz. Everyone, from Udam Arishin, everyone is mechuyev to do mitzvahs that are logical. Even if you weren't mitzvah, even if the Rabbi Nishan didn't tell you to do it, a mitzvah that's logical, you have to do. Look to Ben Yaina. Udam Arishin, he says to the Rabbi Nishan, who is Shashin Esatu Amudi, he nos no nimanu eitz v'aichal. So in Chazal, he was kofi toiva. That's the way you speak to Rabbi Nishan. Rabbi Nishan gave you chava, and you say, Rabbi Nishan, you know why I ate the tzadahs? Dibish shildik, it's your fault, you gave me a nish. Felt in akura sato. Udam Arishin was punished for that. When was he mitzvah on akura sato? The Torah says, you don't have to be mitzvah on akura sato. It's a logical thing. It's logical, it's a svura, it's a vinisa deliba. You have to show appreciation if somebody does good. And Be'emes, in Maral, in Masech, the Kedishin, the Maral says, that Lo Yetzuyu, the Rabbi Yishloilem, wouldn't have given us the mitzvah of Kibud Av, we would have had to understand it on our own. It's something that's a dover haseich. Oy Bazoi, we asked earlier, how come, where would there be a possible source that a Ben Noach should be mechuyev b'Kibud Av? The answer is, you don't need a pusik, because Kibud Av is a svura. It's a logical thing. You appreciate, you have to show recognition for somebody who's done good to you. You have to be makatai. So I don't need a pusik. A Ben Noach is mechuyev b'Kibud Av, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, because there is this din of akara satoiv. However, the chayra, the dinim of akara satoiv, go differently than the dinim of kibud av, as it says in the Torah. I'll give you an example. Akara satoiv, I have to reciprocate. I have to be thankful to somebody. But there's a limit to what I have to do. So let's take as an example, Doma ben Nisina. Doma ben Nisina was able to make a fortune here. He's going to be able to retire for the rest of his life and live in comfort. But what does he have to do? He has to wake up his father. His father can go back to sleep. He didn't suffer. It doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere that he suffered from insomnia and he took a sleeping tablet, and if you wake him up, he's not going to go back to sleep. Notwithstanding, you're going to wake him up. You're going to disturb his sleep for a few minutes. In Hilchas Hakoras HaToiv, doesn't take you that far. In Hilchas Hakoras HaToiv, you can wake him up and explain to him, I would never do this to you, father, but my dear Nesanya, and the father will probably understand it, you know, because he would have done the same to his father. Sinish to kashim problem. There is no akora satoy. No, it doesn't relate to akora satoy. But a yid, a yisrul, he's mechiv in the midst of kibud av. So in the midst of kibud av, he's not allowed to be metzayah, his father, to wake him up in those circles. Although the poskim talk about if there's an imdana that the father would be maskim, which is under din, and that's a shana an under a shala. Aboi bazoi kemen yetzteher nazoi. A ben noach has a mitzvah of kibud av in so far as it's normally the normal thing that you would do to your father in order to reciprocate hakoras atoiv that he does to you. But more than that, the Ben Noach isn't mitzvah, because the Ben Noach only has the chaylik hasichli of the mitzvah of kibud av. Because since there's no obligation of Ben Noach to kibud av, he has to only do with the Ben Yoyin Zog, in so much as everybody understands that's what you have to do. Mashen ken the yid who's mitzvah mitzinai, so he has to do the mitzvah azoyvi mit the hilchus mit the luchus of Torah, and on that the Gemara says that nusdume ben nesina is ainu mitzvah v'aisa. Now, how much kibbut does he have to do? So it could be that that's what the Yad Avruah means when he says usa la koisoi that a ger cannot do things that are disrespectful to his father, because those things that are disrespectful, he was mechiyev not to do when he was a guy, and now although the relationship has ceased, it's no longer his father, he mustn't do anything that would seem as if he's come a kedusha from a higher kedusha to a lower kedusha. Cham is also the same thing. He did something that was a bazillion, that was improper to do to your father. That's something that's a svura. You don't treat your father like that. So even though he was a benayach, he was nanach. I found later that I was zeicher to be mechavan to the Igus Moshe in this Yisod in Yeridaya Chelik Beis Simon Kuf Lamet, where he was asked a shala by a Gioris whose mother was in hospital, and the shala was whether she should go and visit her mother on a constant basis together with her children, because she was afraid that the relationship between the mother and the grandchildren wasn't healthy. And her husband asked Moshe whether she should go. And Moshe says, this is so that anything that she would have had to do mitzad haseichel, whilst she was non-Jewish, she has to continue to do b'shah she's a yid, sh'layoyim ibuni mekedisha chamira lekedisha kala. So, Oibazoi, Be'etzem, we could perhaps try and answer the Chaim HaKudosh's kasha, and we could say that Ishayach, that in Hilchas Akuras HaTayif, that if somebody wants to go to live in a different country, and to live in Eretz Yisrael, to be mekayem the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo promised him Lech Lechu. Here you have nothing, but there the Tavaschul Anaschul, all the wonderful things that are going to happen to Avraham Avinu are only going to happen to him when he goes to Eretz Yisrael. So it could be Mitzad Hilchas Hakuras HaToiv. He goes to Terech, here I'm going to stay. You want me to have children? It's not going to happen here. For that I have to go to Eretz Yisrael. There I'm going to have a Gadol Shemecha, a Yebrucha. I'm going to be a new nation. It's going to be wonderful things. None of that will happen if I stay here. So Mitzad Hakuras HaToiv, there is no din Hakuras HaToiv. He doesn't have to give that up. In Bemis Zinishet Fitzat of them, but even in Hilchas Kibbet Av, Ba'em is the Gedunim, whether it's Mishal Av or the Mishal Ben, which is a machloikis in the Gemura, we paskin that it's Mishal Av. About Kapunim, Hilchas Akuras Atoiv, we can understand that. So Mele, it could be that that din of Kibbet Av didn't. However, the Chaim HaKudosh says differently. The Chaim HaKudosh says that because of Terach was only alive, Bischis Avraham Avinu, so therefore there was no mitzvah of Kibbud Av. Now that we said earlier is a little difficult to understand. Why should it be that way? The pshat is like this. The chinuch says, what's the mitzvah? Why is there hakoras hatoiv to a parent? So the ikar thing he says is because you're only alive because of your father. So if you're only alive because of your father, so there's a din of Akoras HaTayv. He adds later on, and the father was metapel with you, but his ikka is, it's clear from him, the ikka is, the main important thing is, you have to be appreciative, because the father brought you on this world. But here, at this last stage of Terach's life, it was just the other way around. It was Terach was only alive because of Avraham Avinu, because basically he should have already died, but he was only Marach another 5 years of the Chaim HaKudosh B'schisoi Shel Avraham Avinu. So here, on the contrary, that Koras HaToiv was the other way. So the Meila, he had no din of Kibbud Av.